Hello, world, or whoever's listening. Welcome to the Toon Tea Podcast. I am Hannah, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host today, Simone.
Hello, everybody.
Whoever's listening. So, after many technical difficulties, finally, I would like to start today's episode by talking about pretty much my favorite movie of all time. And it's kind of like weird to say that this is my favorite movie of all time at like age 24, essentially, in like 3 days. Heyo, get at me. I want to talk about a Goofy movie. That movie that came out in like 1995 about Goofy's son, Max. Yeah, that one.
I'm genuinely shocked that you like the Goofy movie, or just in general, because those who don't know, Hannah isn't the animated, like, cartoon type of watching. She's more into, like, live action shows. So when you're like, I love the Goofy movie, I'm just like, I love the Goofy movie.
You're Squidward, he's Squidward, we're all Squidward.
But yes, it is a. I didn't realize it came in '95, but I guess that makes sense. But because yeah, it's a great movie.
I mean, I didn't want to accept that it was like my favorite movie as like an adult, because I'm just like, I'm an adult. Why is a kids' movie my favorite movie? But every time it came on Disney Channel, every time I watched it, no matter how many times I've seen it, I have the poster in my house. I have the poster. DVD, I have. A Powerline Funko Pop. I have a purse that has Max and Roxanne on it with a matching wallet. And one day I'd like to get a Powerline tattoo, actually. But
that does seem your speed. Yes, I would understand. I think I have like all the music from it on my, like on my Disney playlist. We obviously stand Max. We love Max Goof. We love him, Goofy. Love it.
Well, essentially, the movie is about this kid named Max, and he's trying to get this girl, Roxanne, to, like, go out with him. And in the beginning of the movie, he does this big, elaborate thing at his school, and he gets into a lot of trouble, and the principal ends up calling his dad, Goofy, and Goofy worries that his son's going to end up like in prison or worse, and
I just gotta say, is the most over dramatic. If I, as a parent, got a call because my child did some, you know, yes, he was wrong for that was a school wide assembly. He had no, like, I understand for getting in trouble for that, but saying he's gonna end up in jail. He's a thug, you know, all this stuff. I was like, that is honestly ridiculous. He's going to end up in prison.
He's going to end up in the electric chair.
Because he interrupted the end of school assembly. Get out of my face. But I'd be like, you called me for this? Okay, give him whatever kind of detention you can, given it's the last few days of school. But, sure, he's in trouble, but continue.
Oh my god, but I think that's what Principal Mazur actually said, like, he's gonna end up in the electric chair. I'm like, bleh. But anyway, so Goofy is essentially one of those parents that means well but kind of like embarrasses you a lot, but they do it because like they don't mean to do it, they just love you a lot and they want what's best for you. So Goofy gets kind of scared and is like, ah, snap. My boy Max is doing all this delinquent activity. Let's take him on a fishing trip. And then it's like Max finally gets the girl. He gets to go on a date to attend Stacy's party to watch the Powerline concert live on pay-per-view. And then Goofy just comes up with the cut like, yeah, we're going to Lake Destiny, my bro.
Yeah, and in then, fact. We're leaving
right now. And so Max comes up with this whole lie that's like, yeah, my dad knows Powerline. We're going to be at the concert. I'll wave to you. Which first is just like, why? You starting off with this relationship on lies. It can only get worse from here, Max.
Honestly, I mean, but I guess we've all been there of wanting to impress our crush, and that seems like the best way. We've all told a lie to impress someone at some point in our lives. That big of one, I don't know, but I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, my family knows Beyonce, we're actually gonna go see her tour, actually, I'll wave from you the crowd. You would be okay. He could have thought of something better, but I understand. It'd be one thing if he just stopped that. I'll wait from you from crowd. But he was like, no, in fact, I'll be on stage with Powerline.
Mm-hmm.
But I digress.
So essentially it becomes this whole like father-son bonding experience, which isn't a bonding experience at all because Max just hates his life and doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, it's pretty one-sided.
But it's like, I don't know. I think I always liked the movie because, like, as a child, I kind of felt like I was more Max. Like, because I felt like, you know, my mom kind of did embarrassing things or made me feel like she didn't understand me or what it was like to be, like, my age or whatnot. But now, as, like, an adult, I kind of side with Goofy where I'm just like, you know, I would just want my son or whoever to just, like, love me and know that I love them and know that I want the best for them and that they can come to me with anything. Plus, I also kind of just liked the father-son dynamic growing up in a household without a father, fulfilling the black stereotype. And I really liked it.
I mean, I can get that because, I don't know, because I feel like kids are just kids that age, are just kids super young, are just like, we're, at that time of our lives, like, we're selfish. We can never imagine anyone ever being like, I've been your age, I know how you feel. You can't even imagine that. So for your parent to be like, I'm trying to do what's best for you, I love you, blah blah blah, it can just come off with like, you don't even understand, I'm trying to date this girl, I am trying to live my life, and then you're stealing me away from this moment that I've been trying to have my whole, what are they, high school education, to take me on some road trip. And then it's nothing he ever could have said. Goofy would have been like, yeah, uh-huh. I mean, it probably, if he was honest from the start about the whole Roxanne thing, maybe he would have been like, okay, I'll help you. But I think that was just that line in the sand where he was just like, he'll never understand. So, I don't know. Goofy kind of just wanted the best, as most parents do. And after being told, like, he's going down the wrong lane, he'll be in jail one day if he keeps going down this path, you kind of think to yourself as a parent, like, I'm not doing the right thing, I need to hone in my kid to form this connect, we're obviously not connecting that sort of way, so I have to have a better relationship with him so we can be both on the same page. So a road trip, I guess, is the best thing for us to spend, what, I forget how many days it was, on the road together in a car. It's not an RV. It's a car.
Mm-hmm.
We're stopping to national landmarks, to the possum show or whatever.
Blazers Possum Park.
Just to hear craziness. We having soup in the car. I'm getting...
Hi, Dad, soup!
Get out of here. Like, bye-bye. You know, it's...
Or I love you.
Bitch, I'm crying!
Okay, anyway.
But yeah, the path after they get on the road trip, there's, you know, the songs slapped. Couldn't have a better soundtrack. Powerline, amazing. I mean, we didn't get Powerline until The Truth came out. Did he come out and be like some... Yeah, towards the end of the movie, but in the middle, so much drama.
We ain't there yet. Well, it's like, Max was just also ultimately afraid of, like, becoming his father, like, because, like, the dream sequence in the beginning when he's with Roxanne, and then he, like, does the laugh, and, like, every time he did the laugh, it was just like, as like, it's really not that serious, Max.
But
it's
I think
not
we're
the drama.
All like that, kind of. Yeah. We all don't want to be our parents no matter what, I don't know what, I mean, we try to be like, you know, mimic the good things about our parents, but we don't want to be them. We're trying to be our own person. And if that's, you're supposed to be your role model, you're one, I mean, he didn't have a mom or like other people in his life. It was mainly just him and his dad. So it was like, I'm going to end up like my dad, my goofy yuck father, you know?
So, side note.
Yeah.
It's the Leaning Tower of Pizza. Okay.
Anyway. Also, Bobby was a bad friend. He was a bad friend. I'll say it.
What?
He was the best friend he ever could have had. I'll say it.
What?
I say that because, what is it? It's towards later in the movie when they're at the at Stacy's party and they're watching the thing, and you can hear him in the background. That goof kid is in here. Ugh. It was him. Let's not, unless it came from another person, because it was off screen, but it sounded just like Bobby. So maybe my memory is wrong.
Wait.
I don't know. But
the end of the movie or the concert, like at the school where he's like, it's the goof boy. We're busted.
But it happens at Stacy's party when they're like, where's Max? We're supposed to see him. He said he's gonna wave to me from the crowd. And then they're you know, the concert's being scanned, the crowd is being scanned on the TV, and all you hear is that goof boy isn't there.
Oh,
and Bobby.
So that's why we're flaming Bobby for that.
Yes,
that's for adding awful to the plot.
He's supposed to be your boy, and be like, no, you should have been like, oh, he's the camera probably just didn't pick him up. He probably backstage. That's what your real friend would have said. I go along with the lie.
I don't think Bobby was supposed to be the friend anyway. It was always Pete. It was always my boy Pete.
PJ was a good friend. He also did not have the best father in Pete, but
no, you know, his father was toxic as fuck.
But they all stayed friends and ended up going to college together, so I guess it's fine. but continue.
So, we're not talking about a goofy movie too right now. We're talking about a goofy movie.
We're not talking
about an extremely goofy movie. I can't talk about that right now. Anyway, the star of the show, a goofy movie. So the turning point comes in the movie pretty much when I think that, like, PJ and Max meet up at a hotel, and, like, PJ's essentially, like, change the map.
Yeah.
Take the map. Like, because, like, Goofy lets Max, like, have the map to navigate where they go and, like, the different, like, sites they get to see. And pretty much there's, like, a junction. One way goes to Lake Destiny, one way goes to California. So Pete's like, change the map. And then, you know, Goofy and PJ's father, what's his freaking name?
Pete.
Wait, oh, Pete.
PJ is the friend. Pete is the friend.
Okay, I don't know why I was just like. Anyway. So anyways, like, check the map, Goof. And Goofy's like, my son wouldn't do that. He is a good boy. I love him. And then the junction comes up, and he's like, California, baby. And then Goofy's just like, I fucking hate you. Well, he gets all angry.
Yeah, he's like, silent treatment, which is a form of manipulation, which was not cool, but still.
I didn't realize we were psychoanalyzing the movie.
We aren't. I was just saying from the book, it is. He's just like so talking. And then they have this big fight, and he has to pull over to the side of the road, and he has a temper tantrum and doesn't want to even look at Max.
Yeah,
which is also wrong.
You know that. Simone.
I've been to therapy. Hannah, I can't see the
you know what? I go to therapy too, but you don't see me out here.
I just don't like to see people be hurt, Hannah. I know this is an old movie, so something.
Listen, Linda, I just.
Okay, but that's not okay.
Listen, I feel like Goofy is the least toxic parent out there.
He is! But just because you aren't a toxic parent doesn't mean you can't do toxic things.
No, but I feel like he Okay. It's like doing what he did wasn't right. Yes, giving your child the silent treatment, like throwing a temper tantrum to make them feel bad for you.
Also, what other parents were there?
You've just let me
There weren't any. He was
smiled.
Fine, fine, fine. I digress. We're not psychoanalyzing anything, but I'm just saying it's not okay.
I was getting to that. I'm saying it's not okay that he did these things, but I feel like it was justified due to the fact that he put all this trust in his son, and
He's
his son
child.
betrayed him.
He's the
Simone,
child.
you won't even let
The
me.
child.
You won't even let me.
He's the
You won't even
minor.
let me finish. You won't.
Fine, fine, fine. Continue, continue.
Where am I
wrong?
I literally said that what he did wasn't right. It's not right to treat your child this way. It's not. But I'm saying it's like justified to him because he felt like his child betrayed him and like he didn't know why. He didn't know why it was because of this girl. He didn't know that like he even had a crush on this girl or like all that jazz. So in Goofy's mind, it's like his son was just doing this because he literally didn't want to be on this trip and treated him like trash the entire time up until like the last half. And it's just like, why?
And I don't know, okay, up to the point where there's a point where they're not by the car. The car is the brake's not on, and it starts to roll down the side of the canyon or wherever they are. And then it goes, I'm trying, if my memory is correct, goes down like it falls into the water. They or before that, they jump into the car. All this stuff happens. They're yelling at each other, saying, "This is your fault. This is your fault," and all this other stuff. And then I don't know why it always takes something traumatic or something like crazy to have to happen. Someone has to almost die for them to be some epiphany.
Well, we gotta do therapy.
I
When
know.
he he did the perfect cast, which symbolizes that he does listen to Goofy. He does appreciate his father. It's just he doesn't express it all the time. He was listening when Goofy did when showed him the perfect cast, and the perfect cast not only saved Goofy, but Powerline did it, and it was like his signature move on stage. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I understand that's all well and great. I'm very happy that him for that connection to be like, yeah, he actually just because I'm not in your face being like, wow, Dad, you're correct in everything. I do actually listen to you doesn't mean they're not listening to you, which is something, Goofy just had to learn. And then after that, that car was basically trash. They had fun in
But
California
they
on.
somehow drove that same car home.
Oh,
I don't
rude.
understand.
And then it broke down and
Exploded.
anyways, they were in California. They went around, had fun together, went great. Got to the concert, broke in, very easily. Well, no, not easily because they had to go in like the guitar cases and instrument stuff. And, got chased by security and still ended up on stage with Powerline,
Can I
which
just like, could I just
go
like.
ahead. Go, sorry, this was yours. Go ahead.
Max literally broke into a concert
Yup.
just to fulfill his promise to this girl. Ladies, if he wanted to, he would.
If he wanted to, he would. Just remember, if he's not breaking into concerts, ch getting chased by security, and
They
almost
saw
falling to his
Bigfoot.
death and
He almost
crushing.
got electrocuted. He almost drowned.
His
He
father almost
lied
died
to his
right before his
dad,
eyes.
betrayed his dad's trust. Ladies, if he wanted to, he
He
would.
would. That's the tattoo you put under power line. If he wanted to, he would.
I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh. But yes. Gosh. That's what you had to add. Ladies, listen up. Keep your ears open. If he wanted to, he would. If he's not doing all that Max Goof could have, he's not giving what he's supposed to give.
Did he not get the girl in the M? Did he not get the girl in
the M? He only got the girl in the M because the girl already wanted him, Hannah. Jesus.
Anyway, I need to talk about Roxanne a little bit because, like, I don't under. Okay, how? How? Like we just said, Max did all this shit to get this girl. Where is she in Extremely Goofy Movie? We didn't even get a mention. We didn't get a we talked sometimes or like we broke up. But then,
okay, go ahead.
She was in House of Mouse.
Okay,
like they were dating in House of Mouse. But then it's like, what is the timeline? Because I feel like at House of Mouse, Max was like 17, maybe. Okay. But because he was like a teenager there, I know that for sure. But then it's like, how old Definitely. Was Max in A Goofy Movie?
I like to think that he's like a freshman or something because it was the end of school and it was like summer vacation and he looked young at the time compared to, you know, all like the jocks and other people at the school. So I assumed he was either, you know, at a super young age. So to me, in my like headcanon, like to me, they dated through high school and then when mm-hmm. You know, the Extremely Goofy Movie, they broke up once he got into college because she's not seen in that movie.
And we should have got a mention.
House of Mouse. Should we have gotten something in the middle? Because I feel, yes.
Even if but it was just like a note can, or a picture, something.
But I feel like the people who liked him at the time, like wanted to see that relationship and everything, was kids our age at the time. Well, we weren't even alive. But, you know, we're the kids at that time. Either it's, the internet wasn't what it was back then. So if you were drawing something or fan art or something, wanted to make, I don't know, fan fiction. I don't know what it was like at that time. But the people who would have made that stuff weren't alive to see the movie or they were just super young at the time. And didn't have the grounds to make that stuff. Because now if you go on the internet, you see Roxanne stuff, you see Max stuff. People love Max. People our age love him to like as if he was real. Like that's a man. But you know, so it's like you like that sort of like lore and stuff. The fans that would make that sort of, you know, would want to would ask for that stuff weren't alive or the technology just wasn't out there to make that sort of thing.
But it's like all the other live action shows that came out during that time was able to do that. I mean like
what?
Boy Meets World?
We're not talking about okay, and see how that ends? And see how that ends.
Listen. Okay. First of all, I don't count girl, you know what? Don't get me started.
I'm not trying to, but you love to bring up Boy Meets World.
Because it's like the only show that I can think of that had like established couples throughout, you know?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it did.
It's like
but at least we know at the end of the Goofy movie they start to quote unquote go out because mm-hmm. We get a kiss, sort of, kind of. And then we get Hare meeting his dad, which is something he's never done before. So we can assume that they started going out. We just don't have a period after then and then to the college time where they're going out. I suppose someone can make a short film or something for that time, or some shorts or something. But we... I don't know. We kind of get a glimpse of his college relationships in one of the Christmas specials, the Mickey Once Upon a Twice Upon a Christmas specials, and it was him coming home from college and he brought a girl home. We never knew who that girl was. She just had short hair and kind of had like teeth like Max.
They really just threw Roxanne out, huh?
Pretty much, yes.
What was the
point?
But
apparently he got what he needed from Roxanne. He got what he needed from Roxanne. They had a nice high school relationship. And then, as most people do, they either continued. He left town for college, so that obviously wouldn't have worked. So,
I mean, like, gross, I understand, I like, from
she fulfilled her time.
Understand. From a realistic standpoint, I understand. But for an animated world, I don't understand. You made this girl the center of this movie. The reason Max breathes for, like, what, 90
the
minutes?
The center of the movie is like, kind of but
she was the motive for why he, like, lied and did all this stuff. And it's like, my boy Max did all this stuff in this little 90-100-minute movie, and we never even hear from Roxanne again.
We
ever?
She fulfilled her time. She was there for the.
I don't understand. I just don't understand. I just don't understand.
Her time. You wanted her to be with him forever, from the moment forever.
No, but at the same time, it's like, I just would have liked some closure, you know? It's the, well, and then...
Oh, I just remembered. In DuckTales, the newest version that just ended, they had an episode where Goofy was on it, and he had showed, like, all the pictures and stuff of his wallet, in his wallet, and pictures of Max and Roxanne on, like, dates, or, like, together, were in the wallet. So, it's canon that they... did and are together through that time from the movie and stuff. So, if I find the clip, I'll send it to you. But yeah, it's so.
I don't know.
We got it, kind of, sort of.
It's the, I don't know, brings it back to Boy Meets World, because there's an example of this in Boy Meets World.
What is the example then?
Okay, you have you watched all of Boy Meets World?
Given I was a child at the time. I know I watched it a lot as a kid, but again, I was 5 years old, so,
Well, my mom said I watched it a lot as a kid, but I don't remember that, but when I was, like, maybe, like, 16, I watched the entire series, and then I got it on box set, and watched it again, and again, and again, so, and I still have the box set. I haven't watched it in God knows how long, because I'm tired of Boy Meets World, because Cory and Topanga are the bane of my existence. They're toxic, and I don't like them. Anyway, okay. There was this episode where they went to the ski lodge, and the girl, is the ski lodge girl. Where she
I never understood why that was a big deal, but go ahead.
Because Cory kissed this girl, and he was dating Topanga. He cheated on Topanga. That's what
they
fighting
or something up to that point?
No. Well, maybe a little. Because they're toxic. We don't like Cory and Topanga. Topanga gave up Yale for Cory Matthews' Brillo-headed ass. Like, I'm not about to fucking...
In Girl Meets World, she ended up getting a job in, like, London or something. And they did end up moving. That's why the show ended. So
I didn't watch Girl because they ruined Sean and Angela for me on there. That I don't stand Girl Meets World. I can't. Rowan Blanchard, Sabrina Carpenter and Olivia Rodrigo. I can't. And then
they're an angel. Well, I like Sabrina Carpenter and Olivia Rodrigo. That album slaps. So I'm not even angry.
And I oop, but
but yeah. What was the connection again? The whole ice love.
Oh, how I was talking about like, the ski girl. They made this whole episode with this ski girl, and then just to shake up shit with like Cory and Topanga, and it's like we don't want them anyway. Like I'm tired of them. They get back together, they break up. They get back together, they break up. The story is like they literally had their first kiss. Like in elementary school, but they've known each other since they were toddlers and they would walk around the sandbox together. It's like the story doesn't even match up, like when they originally even met, because you literally see her and them meeting for the first time, like in class. So it's like, I don't freaking get it. They haven't known each other their entire lives like that. And it's just like, then Cory tells Eric, is just like, yeah, you said the girls were icky, so that's when I started being mean to Topanga. And it's like, when did you even meet though? Anyway, yeah, the ski lodge girl. The ski lodge girl was the bane of my existence. Whatever, she wasn't even that pretty. Topanga was prettier. But at the same time, I don't stand Cory and Topanga. I only stand Sean and Angela. And I will always stand them. I've always thought Sean was a better character than Cory. Sean has more depth. Sean has more, like, he just has more depth as a character. Like, he's we went through so much. I'm sorry. I could do a whole fucking episode just on Boy Meets World alone. We were talking about a Goofy movie, so I'm going to go back to that.
But yes. Where were we? We're at the part of the concert. Yes. They're on TV. So. He falls on stage, and they're dancing with Powerline. It switches back over to Stacey's party, and they are watching the concert. Go ahead.
Yes. And then PJ's like, yeah, he did it! And then, like, Pete spits his beer at the TV. But anyway, or we can assume that it was pop. It was little soda. It was beer. Like, you saw the way it dripped on the TV. Anyway. Fun facts for, like, those that, like, don't know. Powerline was based off of Michael Jackson!
Ooh, Hannah loves so much.
Are we, like, roasting the fact that I like Michael Jackson?
No, I'm just saying.
Is this age 12 all over again? No. I'm having war flashbacks.
No, I'm not roasting you. Every time I bring up something about you, it's not a roast. It's just a statement. You do love him. You tweet about it.
I know, but I try to keep it low key. It's that I'm like more of a tame fan than I was back in the day because people made me feel bad for liking him. And then I was just like, haha, now I'm not going to show this aspect of myself anymore because people made me feel bad about it. Repression. Well,
I'll keep it on the low then.
Anyway, Powerline was based off Michael Jackson, and Bobby Brown was originally going to be the singing voice for Powerline. But
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but Tevin Campbell got it instead because Bobby Brown was mixed up in some stuff at the time. I think he was, like, doing drugs and, like, all that during that time. So they were like, Tevin, give us this. And Tevin's a big bet and slayed it.
Yes, he definitely. I still have Eye to Eye on my Disney playlist. I still have. Just great. Just love it so much.
I feel like a lot of people don't know that there's, like, an actual full version of, like, Stand Out. And it doesn't start with, some people settle for the typical thing. And there's, like, a whole, like, extra, like, thing in there. It's like, I know the whole thing. I know the whole thing. I'm a true stan. I'm a stan.
I am not, obviously, because I had no clue. I listened to the Disney version, and that's about it.
But yeah, throwing out the little fun facts. I don't really know anymore. That's all I got right now.
But yeah, he spits his soda at the screen.
Beer.
Everyone's freaking out. Everybody's just freaking out. And then I don't know. These days, given the time that we're at, if someone got on stage while someone was performing, they would be tackled to the ground, I'm not invited to sing and dance. Just bringing it up.
I think the 90s was a different time because
it was.
Okay.
It was
I hate to just be like, I'm going to bring up Michael Jackson again, but I'm going to bring up Michael Jackson again because it fits into the narrative because there were a lot of. There's one specific, like, concert where, like, a fan got on. Mm-hmm. There's multiple, actually. But the one that I'm thinking of is, like, Michael Jackson was, like, on this, like, cherry picker, which is, like, this thing that, like, lifts you up and, like, you go over the crowd and, like, you're in this little basket thingy and you're just, like, whatever. The fan fucking jumps on him. So it's like he's just latching onto this fan, holding him for dear life because it's like he's on this cherry picker and he could fall off of it. Or this fan could, like, fall off of it. And it's just like, man, you know, they've put so many more, like, security measures and things like that in place at concerts. It's like, that would never happen. And if it did, I feel like they would have stopped the entire concert, gotten that fan, like, tackled him to the ground, pepper sprayed him, like.
Yeah, it's definitely a different time now because, you know, a lot of stuff has just happened. And concerts are just, like, a weird place to be at. So to jump on stage or fall in their case, considering the movie, and to just like because Powerline stopped and was like, "What is happening here?" And then Goofy did the perfect cast And he was like, okay, moves. Because, I mean, like, I feel there are still some celebrities that would be, like, just to, you know, just to entertain it for the time being until security got them off. Because you just don't know what people will do. So, I don't know. It's possible to happen. But I just think we're in a different time. So,
there are people who, like, throw bras on stage still.
Oh,
I don't
yeah,
know if they do it now.
But... people throw bras, their underwear, their phone number, water bottles. You know, anything.
At Justin Bieber.
Yes, I brought it up. I brought it up my own. Oh, my
She's
own.
A believer!
I am! I'm not ashamed of it. I like, side note, I like DM'd him the other day. Because he followed me. He followed me a long time ago.
Hold up. You didn't tell me Justin Bieber followed you?
Oh, yes. He followed. It's been years. I think it was before I
knew. Hold up. I didn't realize you were out here with these celebrity connections.
Madison Beer follows me. Ali and AJ.
Hold up. I didn't realize you were out here balling like this.
I was just on my fan stuff back in the day, and but just I DM'd him the other day because I was looking through because I would not that I DM'd him all the time, but I'd like you know I was a fan, so I DM'd him. So I was like, this stuff is like hella cringe. Please don't read any of it. ever in your life. You know, it was during a time where I was like a fan and needed an outlet. Can I use his music?
Please do a YouTube video where you read your celebrity
team. I would never, because it was literally me being like, my life is so awful. I was like, please don't ever read these things. Please don't ever read them. Ever, I appreciate that the DMs were open, but please do never read them. I hope you and your wife are great. Goodbye forever. And then I deleted the like chain. I hope he never reads them.
Justin
ever.
Just opens and it I, and is like,
because I sent it and I was like, okay, make sure it went. And I was like, I hope he doesn't even read that one. I just hope he never reads them, because it was just little me to be like, your music is so great. I hope you're doing well. Gross. I hate it.
I love your latest album. It's so great. This is my favorite song off of it. Oh my God.
I hope he never reads it. I would throw myself in the street. Oh my gosh. But yeah. I forget. Why did I bring that up?
I don't remember
talking
anymore.
About celebrities, but yeah. oh gosh,
I mean, like, celebrities don't really follow me. I think, at one time, well, actually, when Kingsley had a Twitter account, he followed me.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't have a Twitter account. I was just thinking about him the other day. I was like, I wonder how he's doing. Okay, I just started watching, like, Trey Melvin videos again.
Trey Melvin follows me.
Okay. Oh, talk about no celebrity. Trey Melvin.
I was getting to that. Trey Melvin follows me on Twitter, and Kingsley follows me on Spotify, and...
Okay.
Max follows one of my other accounts, but, like, I've met him, so it's also like, I'm so famous. But... I tweeted Trey Melvin, like, a couple years ago, because, like, I've been watching Trey Melvin since, like, I was, like, a little young lad back when, and I tweeted him, like, back when his intro was that Love Me or Hate Me is Still an Obsession, if you love me, then that is the question, and, like, I tweeted that, I was, like, I've been watching since this was your intro, and then, like, he followed me and, like, retweeted my tweet, and I'm, like, ah! Plus, like, he's also from Ohio, and it's, like, eh!
Okay.
But he's from Dayton, and that's, like, 2 hours from me, but it's also, like, hey! You know, we out here.
Wow, you got the YouTube connects. You got. I didn't even know Kingsley still made videos.
Yeah, he came back as changed his name from Kingsley to just King TBH because his name is actually just King. It's not Kingsley.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So like he's been making little videos and like he's slowly like come back. Like he made He has an Instagram and he has his YouTube. I don't think he like opened his Twitter up again, but yeah, he's out here. Yeah, still love him. Still love him.
Oh yes, an icon. But yeah, it's a good movie.
Anyway, we're just like
I mean, we're literally to the end of the movie at this point. They go, okay, they did the concert, goes great. They Roxanne sees him on TV. They take their little struggle mobile and drive it all the way back.
I don't even know. I don't see how it made it back. I don't see how that it literally did. He go down into the ocean and grab this car?
Well, they had to get to California still, so I don't know. Y'all couldn't get a rental?
Y'all couldn't get a rental. You couldn't fly back, get a bus, a train, like. Jeez, get a bike, Max. Use your skateboard.
I don't know if they have money like that.
A factory? He works at the freaking store doing photos.
Oh yeah, that's the other movie. My bad. Oh my god, he's a photographer. He works in photography for babies. But I don't know. Did you know? I think there's somewhere online. And it has their whole road trip, and you can take, like, it shows you, like, the routes they took and stuff.
I think I've seen California. That. Yeah.
That's so cute. I want to do that one day. But, I don't know how, but they got that car all the way back to Roxanne's house, not their house, to Roxanne's house, before it completely, well, the wheel, the, what is it called? The part of the car. Part of the wheel thingy fell off.
The bumper?
No, the circle thing that goes in the center.
The rim?
Yes! I forgot at the moment. I know car stuff.
No,
I know car stuff, I swear.
I know. I don't know car stuff, but I'm not going to say it's the circle thing.
I need to doubt I'm being bullied.
Oh, I'm not trying to bully you. My significant other is a mechanic, so I'm just like,
okay. My boyfriend's a mechanic, so I know everything about cars. He's a know-it-all, y'all. But yes, they get to the house, the rim falls off, and while Max walks to the door to, you know, call him, obviously Roxanne's father comes to the door before her. And we were all shocked, but still.
Go ahead. And then the car explodes. For one thing, Goofy should be dead. Yeah. That would have killed a normal person. Like, no. And then he crashes into the roof. Like, my boy, you're not only going to have to replace that car, now you're going to have to pay to replace the roof. Run him his money. Run his dad. Run Roxanne's dad that money, because like he looks big and scary, bro. Anyway, at the house, Max confesses to Roxanne that he lied, even though he pulled it off. He knew that honesty was the best policy.
Yeah, and that's the lesson, kids. You can lie. Go across the country.
Oh my god.
The whole thing, but as long as you come back in the end and apologize and tell the truth, you'll get the girl. Thanks for listening, everybody.
That wasn't what I. No wonder this generation is so corrupt, man. It's like he did all this stuff and lied to this girl, but he came back and said he's sorry. So,
and
you know,
he only did it because he liked you. Come to find out, he always liked you.
Oh, man. This is... No, you're making my childhood movie toxic.
I mean, they kind of all were. But we were just too young and blind and didn't know anything to see it.
But my boy with the Leaning Tower of Chisa. No, I literally... I bought Cheese Whiz.
Oh gosh, I have never had to.
It's gross, but
I'm sure I can tell. I can tell.
No, you know, like those packets that come with crackers and then the spreadable cheese that you could put on it, that you put like in like lunches or whatever.
Yeah,
It tastes like that cheese.
Oh, I never had those either. But
oh my goodness.
Lactose intolerance. I get it.
Oh,
it
oh,
honestly
yeah.
just looked gross. Even, I mean, it's, I could it's drink.
Not missing anything.
I could have, I probably know.
I did that.
he confessed they actually go on a real date after he's just like, we should go. I forget what they say. They plan something, and then he's like, oh, wait, but I can't. And she's like, what? What is it this time? And then he's just like, no, he's going somewhere with his dad.
That right there, low-key a red flag. The fact that you literally were like, what is it now? I was like, should you really date this man? The fact that you're questioning him.
But it's good that she questioned him instead of being like, okay. Instead of... Like, what is it this time? What is it for real, honestly?
But, see, up in her, I was always told that relationships always end how they start. So if the relationship started off a lie, it could end on a lie.
That is true. I'm not going to say it's not. But I feel like, I don't know. They're kids.
I really don't want to sit here and try to make Max toxic because he was like the LOML dude. So I am not about to make it toxic. I just wanted to talk about my favorite movie.
I mean, I wouldn't consider him toxic because in the same amount of time that he lied, he ended up telling the truth. Any other person would have just been like, yeah, you saw me on TV. If he was truly toxic, he would have just let her believe whatever it was instead of coming out and telling the truth. So, and then still being like, actually, I can just cancel with my dad, or, you know, just went to the party anyways and was an awful, if he was truly an awful person, the movie could have went a whole different way, but it didn't.
What I would have liked to see is, like, you know how, like, in the credits, sometimes they'll put pictures of, like, what happens after that last scene? So they might have drawn, like, maybe the two of them on their date. They might have drawn, like extra stuff in there. I would have liked to see that.
Yeah, that would have been nice, honestly. Just to see, like, that's what happened. Or, like, we get to see some evidence of they said what they were going to do.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man.
Yeah. But then Goofy crashes. Well, the car blows up, or the engine or something, and the car blows up. He shoots into the sky and then falls into the little roof part in front on top of her porch. And that's how she meets his dad.
And then he's like, Enchanté, mademoiselle.
And that's how the Goofy movie ended. We get, you know, a relationship that's kind of fixed, but between father and son, a budding relationship, a nice concert, pretty much. And Max isn't in the electric chair or in jail.
Yay!
So don't listen to your principals.
Okay, I feel like it, even though the movie was, like, a little toxic in some parts, I feel like it was a decent representation of, like, what a father and son relationship should be, like, as far as, like, Goofy just caring for his son and all of that. But at the same time, there was, like, that one scene with the high dad soup where, like, Goofy said,
the acknowledgement of how the relationship was. I also don't think it's just, like, a father and son relationship, maybe just like a single parent relationship of what it could be, different versions of what it could be, of like, you acknowledge, oh, you were so close because
the thing was like Goofy saying that, like, the I love you thing, because there was like that little pause in that scene, and it's like, sons, fathers out there, please tell your son you love them. Honestly. Like, it doesn't make you gay, it doesn't make you less of a man. Please tell your child you love them.
Yeah, that whole part where they're like, because you don't realize how much or less you used to say something. So if you used to tell whoever you're close with that you love them all the time, you don't realize when the last time you'll ever say that is. So in that scene, when you see him hand him the soup and it says, I love you or something, you say, there's that acknowledgement of, just because I don't say it doesn't mean I don't feel it. That's where you get it. And I think you would only get that if you were, like, an adult at the time. You wouldn't get it if you were, like, a kid. If you watch it now, there's a lot of things if you watch these, like, old movies.
There is. Like, my mom used to say the same thing where she's just like, yeah, I watched movies when I was a kid and or shows when I was a kid. And it's like, I get a completely different message now. And it's like me sitting here watching this movie for like 10-year-olds. And I'm just like, wow, I'm crying grown woman tears. At this, I love this high gas soup got me crying grown woman tears.
I mean, it's just real. It's just honest. Because you don't, just relationships in general are just so hard. And then when you realize you are lacking in some areas, but sometimes it may not be too late, but like so much has changed that you can't, you know, confront it the same way you would years ago. So it's just about time and building relationships with people or trying to rebuild a relationship with someone. And it seems to go, you know, pretty well. So we get to the extremely goofy movie, which is a whole other.
We ain't talking about that right now. I'm going to have to actually watch that again because I haven't seen it in a while because that's like my least favorite movie.
This movie was my least. We watched them, when I say we watched them, all the time growing up. The extreme goofy movie one was like my favorite one. This one, maybe I just saw it too much, but it wasn't my favorite. I thought that part when Goofy almost died was the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life as a child. So, not a fan favorite. But it was still, now I can be like, this is a good movie. It's cute. I mean, that's when we first met Max Goof, so, you know, worth it. But like,
no!
Tolerance Max Goof? Shut up!
We met Max Goof in Goof Troop. Yeah.
Okay.
We did.
We did. Okay, I was wrong. We did meet him. But then he was a child and hung out with PJ all the time. So that was different. It was.
I didn't really watch Goof Troop like that, but the theme song was fire. And then every time I try to watch it now as an adult, it's like, I feel like I can't. Like, because I'm just like, this is a kid show. Even though, like, I do watch kids' shows. Like, I'll sit here and I'll watch SpongeBob for hours, bro. But, like, I can't. I don't know. I feel like I have to be in, like, a better space to watch. Or I was sitting here watching The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, like, the other day. Because, yeah. Like, I've just really wanted to watch it again. But, I don't know. I do want to watch Goof Troop. Or I watch Recess, bro. Like,
oh, yeah. We rewatched Recess. It still holds up. Recess is still good.
I wish we got more, man.
I'm trying my best over here, and I'm really gonna push for it.
If I have to make it, I will. Why haven't they tried to reboot Recess, is my question.
I feel like they have. I feel like a few years ago there was talk of a live action movie coming out, but I don't recall a new anime thing. Because like what can you do past, they were already in fifth grade, and then you get to high school, or get to middle school, you don't really have Recess in middle school, kind of, sort of, but it's not called Recess, and then you wouldn't have it in high school, because there's no Recess in high school, so, like, it'd be Recess, parentheses, you know, something.
It would have been, like, Recess reincarnated. They probably would have, like, kept the same characters, but, like, made more stories based around that. Which probably I feel not. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like it would have been. There's something about Recess that I feel like can't be replicated. But I also felt that with Hey Arnold, because I felt like Hey Arnold just really has this whole, like, nostalgic type feel. Like, every time you put it on, it really just takes you to that place that's, like, I'm a kid, I'm in my house, I'm in the living room, like.
It definitely feels different to watch it, yeah.
But it's like, but even watching the Jungle movie, it's like, I feel like there wasn't that big sense of nostalgia that I get from watching the actual episodes of the show, but it was very true to the original.
Yes, I feel like it didn't stray away from the, you know, the original I don't know the words, but like the original essence of what Hey Arnold is, it just moved on to like a new decade, a different year for when the last, well, from when it ended.
But I feel like that's essentially because, like, for one thing, Craig Bartlett was involved in it, the original creator. And then also, like,
go ahead.
Hadn't he already, like, written the Jungle Movie and, like, it was just shelved because Nickelodeon was like, haha, no. So, like, it was already written for, like, this time, I guess? I don't know. Anyway.
I get that, yeah. I feel like if they had, like, I don't know, they kind of modernized it, like, a tiny bit with, like, beepers were out and they had cell phones, kind of, sort of. Or, you know, Rhonda had a cell phone. So they kind of did it that way. But if they had, like, completely went all the way, like, are you serious? Just, like, tweet it or something. Like, something like that. It would have told, exactly. It would have ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
It would have taken that, you know, nostalgic stuff away. Because you modernized it too much. Or, like, his parents did something crazy. Or, you know, because it was already kind of intense. Because, you know, there were... gone for so long, and just in general, this is such like a grown kind of show, I guess.
I, you know, I'm not trying to make this about Hey Arnold, but for like 2 seconds, I just, did the kiss in the movie seem forced to you?
I could see that, yes. Now that I think about it, yes, it was, because the whole time in the first movie. And the Hey Arnold, Save the Saber Neighborhood one. That one felt more real and not generic, but genuine than the one in the movie. Because in the end, it just came like, you've been in my life doing all this stuff for me my whole life. And you helped me save my parents. This had made me realize my feelings for you. And like, that's not a real, you know, good way to realize you have feelings for someone. Because they help you save some or help you do something. Those feelings should have already been there. But I guess he kind of been like, I've already realized, I've always had these sort of feelings. I've always liked you, but I just never, I needed this to happen for me to be like, I genuinely like you.
But I feel like I remember Craig Bartlett, like, bringing up somewhere that, like, Arnold kind of started to develop feelings for Helga in the April Fool's episode.
Yeah.
But then it's also like, it does, it just feels forced, because it's like, it doesn't feel genuine. It doesn't feel like he really, really likes her. It feels like, you know, you did all this nice stuff. I'll give it a shot. If it doesn't work, whatever.
Yeah, I can do that. It definitely feels like that. Or it seems like that. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's just different. But I don't know. That's. I mean, the Jungle Movie was worth it because we did wait so long for it, obviously. Yeah. And I'm guessing that was just something that was like, we have to fit this in because we've been waiting for it for so long. So it's something that they just had to include or needed to include.
Well, I know, like, that was the original plan anyway.
Yeah, but if it had ended without them getting together, there would have been a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
It would have been like, why didn't they get together? They literally traveled across the world or whatever to find his parents, find them, and Helga still doesn't get the guy?
But it's like, the original plan was for the Jungle Movie to be the theatric release and for the Hey Arnold Saves the Neighborhood movie to be the TV release and not the theatrical one. And I feel like because Nickelodeon was on that BS back then, Craig kind of had to just like squeeze in this little thing of like Helga and Arnold kissing or Helga confessing her feelings, and that wasn't supposed to happen that way. And that maybe if that was reserved for the Jungle Movie and all that kind of came out in the Jungle Movie with like all of that, and then Arnold was like, you know, it might have been a little better, but at the same time, I always felt like Arnold was very immature when it came to love, and Helga was obviously more mature than him in that regard, and a little bit too mature at times for a 9-year-old. So,
but given her environment, it would make sense.
Yes. So it's like, I feel like Arnold just wasn't in that place to be like, yes, I love this girl. I want to be with her, blah, 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 blah. Even with Lila, it's like, you didn't You know what? I can't start talking about Lila and him
Another
because
episode, I
the
guess.
main.
Another episode, I guess.
I'm just mad that, like, literally, this is all Helga's fault. Helga
oh,
played
gosh.
Herself
oh,
because
gosh.
Literally, because Helga, it all started when Helga wrote that thing on the wall where it was like
about
Arnold loves
Lila, yes.
Yeah, and then she changed it to Lila, and then, you know, Arnold saw it, and then was all like, I like you, but I don't like you like you, and the minute this girl is like, I like you, and then he's like, well, I don't like you, and now Lila's like, I don't like you, and Arnold's like, I like you, and it's like, I'm tired of you.
That's kid,
tired of you.
It's like that happens, so I guess they had to... to use that sort of childish sort of thing, because where's Arnold? I know Arnold had his grandparents and all his friends, but where is he going to learn love from? You know.
But that, and then how is Lila going to like Arnie's country bumpkin ass? Like, I don't understand.
Didn't she come from like the country or like the south or something? Because when she moved to their town, she was like, my family just moved. It was her and her dad just moved there. For his from somewhere, because she gives off like that southern sort of vibe, so I assume that's why she'd be like, I'd like a more southern guy because that's where I'm from.
Yeah, I love you, Arnie, ever so much.
God. And then Lila,
all right,
sorry, I don't want to, this is not the crap on Lila thing. So I'm just gonna hold in.
We're crapping on Lila. I am crapping on Lila.
She the whole time Arnold just came to comfort her in some sort of way. She's just like, "Do you mind moving your hand? Because I don't hate to remind you, but I don't like you that way." And it's just like, "Girl, he was comforting you because your heart was broken." I think that was the episode. I think Arnie had broken up with her or something. When he had came to visit, mm-hmm. and she was just like, I don't like you. And then he was upset. She was upset. And Arnold came over and be like, it's all right. You're still a great friend. And blah, 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 blah. And his hand was on her shoulder. And he was just like, we talked about this before. I don't like you. I don't like you like that. So do you mind moving your hand? And I was just like, girl.
Okay.
Not a fan for it, but didn't. I mean, I didn't like in the beginning how
Lila was a big fan.
No!
<whole.
laughs> I didn't like how they bullied her in the beginning, but they stopped doing that. She got not some growth, but we got to see her character used a little bit more. Great. Helga and her kind of became friends.
Lila's trash, you know. She only became friends because. And my boy out here, my boy Arnold on the S to the I to the M to the P shit at age 9.
It was the cheese festival.
Arnold been sipping for so long.
That's like our most listened podcast, by the way.
Really?
Arnold the simp. It's
He's such a simp. Like, and he just... It's like, I feel like the most obtainable girl that he could have potentially had was Lila, but it's like, you're going after sixth grade Ruth? What yeah. is this?
Oh my god.
Like,
we have strayed
like, you really
so far.
Thought, Arnold? You really thought?
We have strayed so far from... Oh. We were talking about boy meets world. Now this is I Hate Lila's Club.
This would be the perfect time to go back to Boy Meets World.
Gosh.
You know what? We like to get in tangents.
We
on
do.
This
it's technically our thing if you listen to any other episode. I'm pretty sure we've either brought up both these subjects in multiple times in different episodes. It's our thing.
We literally just need to make episodes about Boy Meets World.
I feel like
Lila.
Just to get it out.
I'm dead ass. Bro.
Okay.
I need to talk about Boy Meets World.
Next episode, I'll go back and watch a few episodes. I like the college years more than I like when they were younger or like the high school. I don't know. I'll go watch some things.
Ooh. probably one of my favorite episodes of them as a child is this episode with I like the episode with Sean. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sean was a fan favorite. I was like, okay.
Oh, there's like two episodes that I can think of that are like my favorites. The first one's called Chick Like Me, and the other one is called.
I know
called,
what you're talking about, the Chick Like Me one.
That one was really good.
Or clips of it were on TikTok, were like trending on TikTok like a while ago. And it was just like, okay, Boy Meets World was doing something.
Mm-hmm. What was the other one? It's called The Fugitive, where Sean blows up a mailbox.
I think I remember that one. Don't they end up going to Corey's house or something? I don't know. But yeah. I'll obviously, because that's where the main of the show took place at. But, yeah. Next episode, I guess.
Pretty much.
Or you could.
And then, yeah. Pretty much any episode that has to deal with Sean, like, I love. Because I just love the character development he had throughout the show. And I feel like no other character really got that. Because it's like, what is Topanga? What's the depth? It's
have like, we ever met, like, Topanga's parents or anything? Or her learning about her family life or anything? I don't remember anything.
I say yes and no. Because it's like, okay, and then I'm going to stop talking about it. But I say yes and no. Because, like, in the beginning, she was, like, this weird girl that was, like, into all this, like, hippie shit. And she had, like... She called her parents by their first names, Jebediah and Chloe, and she had a sister named Nebby, but then Nebby never gets mentioned ever again, and then, like, later in the college years, when, like, her parents are divorcing, and then Topanga decides she doesn't believe in love anymore and breaks up with Corey, like, they're not Jebediah and Chloe anymore, or, like, she doesn't call them that, and they're mom and dad, and it's normal, and it's like, what was all that then?
A phase?
And then it's just like, I don't... What was the dynamic with... she was the weird girl, then she became the pretty girl, then she became the smart pretty girl, then she became Corey's sidekick to... Not even the sidekick, she's the main character, not the side... Corey's the fucking sidekick, I'm sorry. I don't like Corey. Just like I don't like Dawson on Dawson's Creek, but we're not going to talk about that either, because I don't think you've ever seen Dawson's Creek, and if you have it... I don't recommend it. Do not start that show.
It's on Paramount Plus, I think.
Well, actually, I did enjoy it, but also don't start that show. There's way too much drama.
Enough said.
Well, actually do it, but only for Pacey and for Joey. Dawson and Joy are toxic AF. I hate Dawson. James Vanderbeek, your character sucks.
Here we go.
Anyway. You know what? While we're here, Ben Savage! Corey sucks! Cornelius!
Are you trying to get a suit?
Is terrible!
Are you trying to get a suit? Yes! Defamation!
Sue me, Ben Savage! Sue me!
Hannah
Sue
Savage.
Me, James Vanderbeek!
Not Simone! Sue her!
Sue Simone! You can find her on her Twitter! You can sue her, too!
I this Toon Tea podcast, I stand for my own comments that are my own opinions. I do not speak for the company or the brand.
You really doing a disclaimer?
I do not speak for the company or the brand.
You really do. You know what? I think we've rambled on long enough about stuff that didn't even have to do with the Goofy movie. So we're just gonna bring it on home. So
we love Max Goof. Good parenting. Be better parents. Find Powerline tickets, or you're coming to a town near you. Thank you so much for listening.
Ooh! Wait!
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
No, it's about the Goofy movie. Okay, it is, but it's not. But let me finish.
Okay.
So. I was talking to this dude.
A man, that's his son.
No, wait. I was talking to this dude. I would say he's my friend, but he's not my friend anymore. He sucks. But anyway, he was like, is Goofy black?
Yes.
Wait! Yes!
According to Black Twitter and pretty much every... That's a black...
Wait! I don't... But I don't...
Are you going to say something to take it away from the community, Hannah? Are you going to take away our only black movie?
But I am black. I am black. I am black. I don't know. I didn't know this was, like, widespread knowledge that Goofy was black.
I feel like I mean, I saw it. our community sees it, Hannah. I don't know.
I you know what? Forget I even said that. You know what?
No, continue.
I'm done. I am ending this. Okay. Well, I hope you all enjoyed this kind of catastrophe.
Yes.
This mockery. It's a mockery now. The one episode that Hannah gets to host is a mockery. This is the first and last episode I will host. I am leaving. Trisha, Peyton's frenemies, Ethan Klein style. I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm out of here. And now I'm going to make 7 YouTube videos criticizing you.
If it has to be.
And I... Trisha Paytas, sue me. Sue me. Sue
Hannah.
Sue Simo.
For all the money I don't have. Oh my gosh, can you imagine she hears this and starts, like, just tweeting about us? That'd be insane.
Oh my god.
I'd be like, listen to our episode. Listen to what we say. In episode 49, you hear her. She's talking about Ben Savage.
She knows celebrities. I mean, she was... Okay, I need to stop talking. I could literally go on tangents, so...
make a Trisha Paytas episode.
Okay, but, like, did you know... Fuck, what's his name? From Full House? DJ's boyfriend. Not Steve. The other one that was in the band with Jesse and the Rippers. Viper?
Girl, I don't know.
Is that his name? I think that was his name. But, like, she banged Viper. And I'm like, hell yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna end this catastrophe of a podcast with some closing words.
Okay. Go ahead.
So thank you guys for listening to this catastrophe of a podcast. I'm so sorry that I constantly go on tangents, but I have a lot of things to say. And I get a little carried away when I'm around good company. So if you want to find me, you can find me on my Twitter or on my Instagram @_HannahSavage. And if you want to find Simone, where can the people find you?
You can find me also on Twitter @SimoneNotSamise. Or you can follow the podcast on Twitter @TheToonTeePodcast.
You can interact with us on Twitter because our DMs be dry AF, bro. Recommend stuff that you want us to talk about. We can make an episode about Trisha Paytas banging Viper.
We could. We'll find out all the information.
We probably won't. Yes. But...
I mean, we'll take it into consideration, but don't be upset if you don't see it.
And on that note,
thank you so much for listening.
Yes. Thank you for listening to our podcast. The next episode, I can't promise that it won't be a catastrophe, but I can promise you that it'll be entertaining. Yes. So
you can always promise that.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me, Hannah.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.